Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is Spanish Exclave. That's to say over 60,000 people have illegally entered it in just one day. So Ceuta, in case you don't know, is on the coast of North Africa, but has been Spanish territory for many centuries. And in the 1970s, Spain withdrew from Western Sahara, but it kept these two segments on the coast of Morocco, Melilla and Ceuta. But they seem to be a real millstone around the neck. And so big fences there with razor wires to try and stop people coming in. And illegal immigration into wealthier countries such as Spain has been a major problem. People crossing in small boats, hiding the back of lorries. There was talk of building a tunnel between Spain and Morocco, but say, well, the tunnel wouldn't be absolutely secure and people come in illegally. Spain finds it very difficult to deport people. You'll often see men who are selling fake Gucci bags on the street in Spain and so on. I mean, they've destroyed their passport if they ever had one when they maybe came in a small boat, and then they're caught by the police. Who are you? Can't prove your identity. Okay, you're not a Spanish citizen. You can't even speak Spanish. Deport you. Which country from? Refuse to say. Refuse to give the name. Refuse date of birth. They can't give them a detention center forever. All right, you're released onto the street. You've got no ID document. You can't legally work, rent, do an educational course. You will get emergency medical care. But that's it. What is to be done with them? And Spain had an amnesty recently, and hundreds of thousands of people illegal in the country for many years have been given permanent residency with a path to citizenship. And some people think that's sensible. Spain's got a very low fertility rate. Who's going to do all the work? People can come in legally to work. Some people come in illegally. And to some extent, I can't blame them. If I was born in a poverty-stricken village in Mali or Ghana or Mauritania, something like that, I might say, well, I'm going to seek a better life. And if I don't have educational qualifications, I'm not going to be able to get a visa. I'm just going to go illegally. So it's a victimless crime. I'm just going to be selling sunglasses on the beach or picking fruit or something, a job that very few Spaniards will do. I'm not hurting anybody. But okay, so these people have entered over 60,000. So about 57 people died during the stampede in there. So Pedro Sanchez, who's the Prime Minister of Spain, correctly said it's a violation of Spain's territorial integrity. Every country's got rules about moving into the country, even if temporarily, even if on holiday or something. You have to come to a legal port of entry. You have to present your passport at passport control. You have to have a visa unless you're from a visa-exempt country, and so on. So Spain is a member of the European Union and the Schengen zone. So by the way, the European Union and Schengen are not quite the same. Not all EU member states are part of Schengen. And there's some Schengen countries which are not part of the European Union, but they largely coincide. And the idea is once you're in Schengen, it's free movement. I've walked from France into Germany, not a customs officer, not a passport officer in sight. The trouble about Schengen is it's only as good as its weakest point. And if people can enter illegally, often they can get thousands of kilometers across Schengen zone without ever being asked to prove their identity. So we don't know who they are. Spain said that they caught over 48,000 of these people. They'd voluntarily returned to Morocco, some in Morocco and some of them from further south in Africa. And it's very, very difficult to get rid of these people. They may well lodge a claim of asylum, so they've got a well-founded fear of persecution on the basis of their ethnicity, their religion, their political beliefs, their sexual orientation. They could be detained, have to be obviously accommodated, fed, provided with medical care, education, they're minors, and have some tribunal in months. They lose the case, they might launch an appeal, they take another few months, they lose that case, have another few months in another tribunal, maybe finally deported. They may have some medical crisis where they can't be deported or fake one or fight or commit a crime and they have to be tried for this. They may claim to be minors. We don't know how old they are. Often they've got no ID document. We don't know the date of birth. Someone might be well into his 20s claiming to be below 18. So then he's treated with greater compassion, given education. So it's a nightmare. It's a huge headache and it'll be very, very expensive for Spain. It's also very unfair. Those who didn't skip the queue, those who did the legal route, those who applied for a visa and came to Spain and paid all the fees and are played by the rules, unfortunately, they're penalized. They're pushed to the back of the queue by the people who are cheating like this. But as I say, I find it difficult to be too judgmental about it. And I know it's not fair on Spain either. Okay, so the population of Ceuta is only 83,000. You can't have almost that amount arriving in one day. So somehow the fence was broken. So the armed forces are there. They're going to have to build stronger, higher fences, more razor wire, more anti-tunneling mechanisms to say if people are tunneling in, people swimming around the coast and things like that. The Moroccan police are so far helping them with those who've come out. But, you know, some people have come with children, even babes in arms, and people, the force police are very reluctant to use force. against this mother. Don't want to accidentally hurt her child, and so on. So 7,000 of those who came in illegally are either children or claim to be below 18. So, you know, Morocco's got a high unemployment rate, and they think, you know, begging on the streets in Spain or working illegally below the minimum wage, that sounds better than being working class in Morocco, and also much better than being unemployed in Morocco. Wow. So yeah, in Morocco, there's economic discontent. They feel the government is delivering for people. Spain is a European Union country, is obviously much wealthier. Now, the 27 European Union countries, Spain's not that rich. You know, might be sort of number 13, but it's really much better off than Morocco. Spain's really, you know, got a lot wealthier over the past generation. So Spain has controlled this since the end of the 15th century, and there's some autonomy for Ceuta. Now, there's some Spanish citizens of Moroccan descent. In fact, a lot of Spanish people really do have North African blood, because, of course, Spain was ruled by the Moors, the North African Muslims, for several centuries, and some of them had converted to Christianity after La Reconquista. And you can see it maybe in some of the Arabic words they've adopted in their architecture, their phenotype, where they're going to be a shade darker than the average white. As it happens, Moroccans are most some Ishmaelites or Berbers, but are very pale relative to Africans, and not really ethnically African, and so on. Some really are ethnically African. I mean, ethnicity doesn't matter. We're all human beings. And obviously, Spanish people can be totally black. They can be totally white. They can be any combination. They can be partly Filipino or Chinese or Indian or anything like that. Goodness. Anyway, what's to be done? How can Spain uphold its border security whilst being humane? It's very, very difficult. So, almost 3,000 people had entered Ceuta until this incident happened this year. So it's very, very difficult to hold these people back, to arrest them all, to remove them all. And, you know, you don't want to use excessive force. So that's it. Pedro Sanchez said solidarity and empathy are optional. Respect for European treaties and data is not. There's talk of suspending Spain from the Schengen zone, because some of these people will get to peninsula Spain, could then cross into Morocco or France very easily, could go anywhere else in the Schengen zone. So what do you think can be done about this? And there's some Moroccans say Ceuta and Melilla belong to us. This is the last bit of Moroccan territory withdrawal, and some Moroccans will be not so secretly satisfied to see a real headache for Spain. The Spanish might say, fine, we're just going to give it up. Okay, retrocession to Morocco is the thing to do. But if it's been part of Spain for so long, is it properly Spanish or not? It's debatable. I mean, Morocco has been identified by a country for long before that. Now, most borders are drawn by the sword. Perhaps this one is too. But there's no doubt the great majority of people in Ceuta want to remain part of Spain. As I say, that doesn't matter. It's still a colony. We have some decolonization. Even everybody Ceuta wants it, it's still rightfully part of Morocco. What do you think? Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.